The Haines School Board moves forward with the hire of an interim superintendent. And we have an audio postcard of Saturday's smorgasbord of Haines 4th of July happenings. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines School District is close to hiring a new interim superintendent starting August 3rd for a six-month time period. In an executive session today, the school board negotiated and agreed on a contract with Rich Carlson, a retired educator living in Juneau.
I thought I was going to be retired a year and a half ago, and here I am. But yeah, I like what I'm doing. Education's been my life.
Carlson retired in 2014 after serving as superintendent in Kluwak for a dozen years. 7 months after retiring, he stepped in to help Cordova School District after their superintendent quit a few weeks before the start of the school year. Carlson was interim superintendent in Cordova for a year. Now, Haines is in a similar situation. Former Haines Superintendent Ginger Jewell unexpectedly quit in June, just 1 year into her three-year contract. She accepted a job in Georgia, closer to her family.
Now, this was not something that I was out looking for, but it is a situation in which, you know, Haines has found themselves in a, you know, kind of awkward situation, and I can help out. And so, you know, it's a win-win.
Before Carlson's hire is finalized, the district needs to get approval from the Alaska Department of Administration Division of Retirement and Benefits. Since Carlson is currently retired, special permission needs to be given in order for him to take on the superintendent job. While Carlson serves as interim superintendent, the school district would conduct a search for a permanent hire. Carlson traveled to Haines last week to meet with school board members and staff. After talking with him, the board set up a special meeting today to discuss next steps. At the meeting, they unanimously voted to negotiate a contract with Carlson. Carlson's family lives in Juneau. He said being a 30-minute flight away from them made a difference in his decision to accept the job. He says meeting the school board and school staff also helped.
The people that I met were really, really sold it for me. And I took a tour of the school, and it's a really, really nice school. So it was sort of just a very good situation.
Carlson says the most challenging part about being interim superintendent in Cordova was living in six different places while he was there. He hopes to find more stable accommodations in Haines. Carlson says right now his contract is set for the beginning of this August to the beginning of February 2016. The Haines School Board approved a $4.8 million FY16 general fund budget last month that includes a $152,000 deficit. School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri says the district will cover the deficit with money from its $730,000 in reserves. She says the district has a reserve fund in order to account for situations like this.
My feeling about that is that we are really fortunate that we have a healthy reserve so that we can absorb a shortfall in our budget.
A decline in state funding is one reason for the shortfall. The Haines District is set to receive about $370,000 less this year than last year from the state. Part of that reduction is due to declining enrollment. This year, the district had 268 students at its October enrollment count. Next year, the projected student count is 252. The school district gets a per-student allocation from the state. Fewer students means less money.
It's unfortunate that we have a deficit. It's fortunate we have a reserve. And, you know, we're hopeful that come October, we will have a lot more students than we had anticipated. So that's what we hope.
Palmieri says the school board approved the budget knowing it's not final. That's because certified staff contracts still need to be decided. Those negotiations were put on hold when the teachers' union rejected a contract proposal in May. No negotiation meetings have been set since then. It was a busy 4th of July weekend in Haines, with sunny skies and temperatures perfect for ice cream and watermelon. The Haines Volunteer Fire Department sold 643 barbecue meals and brought in over $1,200 in donations. And Friends of the Library raised $4,500 by selling books, baked goods, brats, and burgers. KHNS's Greta Mart brings us this audio postcard of Independence Day's happenings.
It's the 4th of July. You got to come to the parade. Watching the kids go crazy. Yeah, that's the best part.
This is home. This is my original home. There's a lot going on in Haines. It's like the good old-fashioned 4th of July that you don't get everywhere. It's awesome.
Extra candy for Sophie. I'm playing favorites.
Haines. I love this place. My first time, actually.
I'm Jim Bo.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing so far? It looks like a pretty good ice cream cone.
It's real good. It's waffle, French vanilla, and it's great. And the weather is beautiful.
My name is Sharon Shorty. I'm from Whitehorse, Yukon, and we came here for July 4th. Woo!
Why
particular
Haines?
Oh, I just love it. It's close by, and it's so much fun. I came here last year. I went to the music festival. Just had a great time. I mean, we just celebrated our July 1st, so I just keep on celebrating.
We had a reunion last night, so we got to see all of my classmates, and just seeing their families that we haven't seen in a while is pretty fun, and seeing everybody lined up for the parade is pretty exciting.
We are full-time RVers, and we're coming through Alaska, and we just happen to be camping here in Haines. So we're enjoying all the local celebration. We had breakfast at the American Legion and barbecue at the Volunteer Fire yesterday. It's a great town. We're enjoying it.
Jen, come have a watermelon. Come on, have a
I did have some.
Well, have another one. I don't see it. I don't see your elbow wet. There he is. Come on, have a watermelon.
Bite in two. Let's get you another one. Oh, you want some big one?
Thank you.
Cherry, rhubarb, apple. What is this one? This one is a fresh fruit tart. More apple. We have cream pies.
What's your favorite part about 4th of July?
The fireworks.
Now I got little kids throwing balls at me, so this guy's, here we go. Oh, I'm sweating. I feel pretty safe right now. Get up,
on your mark, get set, go.
I brought this hat from my original home. This hat is an Uncle Sam hat. It's felty, it has jingle bells on the top. I ran up Rapinski with it this morning. Yeah, it's my staple uniform for the day.
It's fun to hang out with all of our friends and little people and big people and have fun.
I wanted to see the Zamboni and all the native dance groups we had this year. I think three different groups, and the group from Haines Junction, you know, and it was really cool.
We want to sing our friendship song. And we'd like you to join us in the circle of being friends.
Yakwada tada ahie. Yakwada tada ahie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Woohoo! For those in the audience, when we're doing this, we're saying, come be our friend. We're now friends!
We were before.
That was an audio postcard from July 4th events in Haines, produced by KHNS's Greta Mart. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.